Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by the legends over at Heaps Normal. You know them, you love them. If you haven't heard of them before, they are world award-winning, bloody local, independent, non-alcohol beer makers. They've got the Quiet XPA, the Coffee Run Stout, another bloody lager, but the Ripper, the summer one, Heggy, the summer classic, the Tough Stuff Shandy.
The Shandy. I went to Beer Fest on the weekend in Perth. A lot of beer tents there. A couple of pretenders trying to put out their non-alcoholic stuff. Not a patch on Heaps's.
Good luck.
So get around them for the say. Yeah, they can't do it. It's like those losers trying to imitate Coke or Colgate.
Yeah, yuck. Fucking the LA Ice of near beers. No good. Heaps Normal is the only one to go with. We're rolling into summer. Instead of getting absolutely maggot at the work party and losing your job or firing up at the family in last year, what did the cop send us the message about? Having to turn up to a domestic when the wife went to husband with a cricket bat? That wouldn't have happened if you had a Heaps Normal. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout. Don't take my word for that, but I'm pretty sure it's science. You're not swinging a cricket bat at a relative if you're drinking non-alcoholic beer. And if you're going to drink a non-alcoholic beer, get a Heaps Normal in you.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started
the
I hope this crashes.
Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, bloody great. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I've just did a full day getting back from Perth. 6 a.m. flight. Didn't leave till about 8:30. Mm. Went to Melbourne. Had to run to get another connecting one. And just spent all day on planes. Sucks.
I heard about your trip back from Perth. I knew it was off to a rough start. I got a message by our good mate over there who runs Oasis Comedy Club, Brendan Maloney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He sent me a message at 11 o'clock on Monday morning and it just said, hear about the bet? ? And I said, nah. And he said, I bet Heggie Travis Head would get man of the match. You know, I assume the World Cup final, Australia v India. Is that right?
Yeah, that was after we already bet that he thought India was going to win. So it was sort of even there.
All right, he said.
We had closest to the score, which I won as well. So, yeah, go on.
Oh, well, I don't know what that bet was about, but this one says, bet Heggie Travis had to get man of the match. If he didn't, I had to drive him to the airport at 5 a.m. And if he did, he had to call someone of my choosing a particular word to their face.
Yeah.
He said his plane was delayed 2 hours, so I requested the pilot. Not sure he went through with it.
I'd still be in Perth.
You'd be on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, guys, it's Nick Cody, solo for the intro. Heggie's made the news.
Yeah.
Let's cover it.
Yeah.
How was Perth, mate? You're over at Beer Fest and Oasis
awesome.
Comedy Club.
Top gigs. Real good, Perth. You can say some things in Perth that you just can't say here. I mean, you can, but, you know, there are no consequences there. They were great crowds. It was really good fun. I had a great time. A lot of listeners approaching, actually, and saying, where the fuck is your mate? That sort of business. So, I don't know. Take it up with him. So, hopefully you're getting abused a little bit this week.
We'll be back over there at some point.
Mm.
Beautiful. I don't mind copping some WA abuse. Quite like Perth. Beerfest 2014 was, I think, the one and only time I've been blackout drunk.
Wow.
Like as in like time travel drunk, where I was drinking, it was with some of the SAS boys.
Oh, yeah. You had trouble making your plane or something, didn't you?
Yeah, they all started to drop off. And I was calling them soft, whatever. And the one that stuck around was the one I mentioned in my comedy special, my mate Fridge, big unit,
yeah,
old Fridge. And I just kept going beer for beer with him. And then it went like click of the fingers. Yeah. I'm at a pub with Fridge. Don't remember going there. Oh, well. And then snap of the fingers, I'm in the Virgin Lounge making a toasty and the St. Kilda Football Club are staring at me. And I honestly thought I'd punch someone or put my dick in the toasty maker. Yeah. I don't know what had happened, but Beer Fest did it to me. It's a good weekend, that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be you. It's someone else. I had those gigs at Oasis are awesome. That's one of the best rooms around, I reckon.
Yep.
Had a few listeners came, which was nice. One gentleman came up to me afterwards, after watching the set, and goes, "Jerry Seinfeld." I said, "What?" He goes, "You must love Jerry Seinfeld." I said, "No, not really." And just, you know, these guys are like, fucking just assume, on, you know, this is comedy.
Yeah.
I know a comedian by name. I'm going to say it. So it just went down from there. He started telling me how he's the best and stuff. So I don't care. Why are you fucking telling me? Right.
Seinfeld's coming out on a big arena tour next year.
Yeah, big arena trial show. $400 to $500 a ticket, thanks very much. No working classes allowed.
That's what it'll be.
And I was going to talk you through a few notes I took on the plane on the way over. I hate Australians even more than you hate yourselves, and there's no respect. Just another fucking trial show. Brilliant.
A bit more tennis court comedy, and I've been a part of tennis court comedy. Good fun. Yeah. Good fun for the amount of time I was on, 12 minutes.
Well, it's a fucking that's doing big room. It. Sure, it's fine. Get your payday. Yeah. But watching it from half a stadium away, don't know.
Yeah.
Not my bag of chips. But bozos are just so happy to be breathing the same air as someone who's famous that they'll go and do it, walk out and go, "What was his best joke?" Don't know. I was just so happy to be there.
Just fun.
I remember the show Seinfeld. It occurred during a happier time of my life. Now I'm sad. So happy to fork over 500. No problem.
It's the one I don't, again, I've said this before, love the show, love it. One of the best shows ever. His stand-up, I feel very removed from who he is as a person.
Yeah. Well, it's not for me.
Like I want to know the story. He owns numerous brownstones in New York filled with cars.
What's a brownstone?
Tell me about that.
A warehouse?
Like a brownstone. No, those buildings, like those famous New York sort of townhouse things.
Yep.
He owns a bunch of them that he's cleared out and turned into fucking car garages for his car collection.
Yeah.
He won't talk about that. He'll be like, "What's up with the pockets on your pants?"
Yeah.
Who cares, cunt? You're fucking worth $1 billion. Please tell me what that's like.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that. You know, when you're at the shop, no, you don't know what it's like either. Stop lying.
Yeah.
Please.
There is there's a bit of a disconnect, but I mean, you've got to try and pretend you're at least connected. Otherwise, people are going to stop forking out their three figures to go and watch you.
I prefer the opposite. You know what I'd find hilarious? Someone who is clearly destitute acting as if they're loaded. That to me would be
that's
fucking
America.
Great.
Yeah, right.
Do you think that's the country as a whole?
That's the country of America. Not the comedians necessarily, but everyone else.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I don't think this is going to calm me down. Got an email over at MFB HQ. This is from Paul Mullen. Thanks, Paul. Said, "Hey, boys, saw this in Woolies at Berkeley Square." Then in brackets, used to see, that's in Brunswick across from Doherty's. In brackets, used to see Crusher there on occasion smashing sample bits of sausage from the fresh chicken shop.
Yep.
He's not wrong. Love to know Heggie's view on this. I think it's fucked. And he's taken a photo in the Woolies, in the dairy aisle. Two different products. One is Chobani, a yogurt maker. This is the Daily Dollop, and it's yogurt for dogs. And then there's a squeeze packet dog yogurt.
Fucking hell.
What do you think of dog yogurt, Heggie?
It's embarrassing that we even have different food for dogs, really. Most countries don't bother with that. But I subscribe because it's, I don't know, it's easy. And it is mildly healthier than giving them chicken carcasses and shit. But yogurt, there's ice cream and pizza and shit for dogs, isn't there?
Yeah. which I just thought was ice cream and pizza. I thought it was far enough that I only learnt that, you know, whites love fucking naming dogs and knowing the breed of dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Years ago in Outback WA, did I mention this on here, talking about Chris Franklin the other week?
Yeah.
It's called dog. Just dog. Yeah. That was from Paul. Cheers, Paul.
I mean, people who used to, you know, who don't or can't have kids used to just deal with it some way. Now they're getting dogs and just going absolutely mad for it. It's prams for them and shit, crying, you know.
But writing articles like that, instead of just saying, I've got the easier life, I don't mind when people pretend they're like kids.
Yeah.
But it's clearly a bit of tongue in cheek. But now people are, I saw an article ABC the other day, why I'm only having one kid and it's the best.
Yeah.
And now it's just people straight faced telling me having one child is a better move.
Yeah.
For everyone involved.
Yeah. I don't know. Not so much for the future. All those selfish turds would never share a chip with anyone else.
Yeah.
Good luck getting around in the future if you've if it's just you in a pub and a bunch of single children. Nah, me. No good.
Yeah, it's like people going, look at my kids right now. They're on the iPad all day. Aren't they quiet and brilliant?
Yeah.
You go, yeah, that's today, isn't it? Not thinking ahead. Anyway, we got another email too. I'm not going to say who this is from because it said current Qantas captain here.
Oh.
No names or I'll get shot. Said, I had a couple of flights recently and thought you might like the name of the first waypoint departing a runway. Pissed myself thinking of you blokes when I saw it. And he's taking a photo of the little screen there in the cockpit.
Yeah.
And the first waypoint departing the runway he was on, Caden.
What do you mean? What waypoint? Like the manifest?
So when they fly, there's certain waypoints that they have to hit on the way to the, you know, in between the origin and the destination.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just a straight line. You've got to hit all these different spots in the sky.
Like as you a video go game.
Pretty much.
But why would they – do they get to name them different things each day?
Well, they're named different things, and this one was named Caden.
That'd be an air traffic controller's son or something, or daughter.
Girls are called Caden too.
They can be with bad results.
I fucking love it. Just the idea. Didn't we? We did that once at one of the live shows. Just the drug pilot alphabet. But a bogan name pilot alphabet. You know, they swap out the alpha, you know.
Well, it's just 26 versions of Aiden.
Yeah, Aiden, Braden, Caden, Dayden.
Yeah.
Aiden, Faden, Gagan.
Gaiden's good. Your son wouldn't thank you for a Gaiden, would he?
I never even think that Hayden is a part of the Aiden. That must have been, was that the first spin-off?
Hayden, the original Aiden. The original Aiden's got to be Aiden.
Yeah, I know that, but is Hayden the first spin-off in the Aiden clan?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. There'd be more Haydens would have been earlier than every other bit, yeah.
I never see new, not a lot of young Haydens getting around.
Ah.
And I'm going to kids' parties in a lot of different suburbs. You know, I'm not seeing any Hayden.
Not since God-bothering sledger Matthew Hayden retired from the Australian cricket team.
Is he a God-botherer?
Yeah, yeah. Jesus told him to be a nasty bully on the field and there he went.
Ah. Wait, he's a goodwill ambassador for India.
What's that even mean?
I don't know.
Sending goodwill vibes from home.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Part of the Institute for Australia-India Engagement.
Sounds fantastic. What, do you just get money to go there or something?
No, it's exactly what I thought it was going to mean, this.
Have a bat with some local boys, pat them on the head and come home. Half a mil, please.
Mate, I had no idea. The Cricket World Cup, just before we get stuck into the app, promise at some point we will talk about people on a plane. Fuck, that stadium they played the World Cup final at, like 140,000. It's the biggest stadium in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you get bigger ones maybe for a NASCAR event or something, but for a sporting stadium.
I reckon there's bigger ones in Africa and South America that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bigger, but the capacity, way bigger. Capacity, half a million. Yeah, just around a tennis court.
That was a... someone I met the other day telling me that. I was pretty proud of that fact.
Oh, it's lovely. Well, they didn't fill it. We should get stuck in, mate. Before we go, a few plugs. Nick Cardy live at the Corner Hotel on YouTube. Absolutely flying. Ticking over like a
We're
gas
doing all
meter.
Right. And much like yours, Luke Heggie, have that.
Have that and Tip Rat. Get around.
Well, no.
There'll be another one.
Which one's offline? You've only got offline. One online now,
no,
don't
it'll
you?
Be back on presently. Probably by the time this is, I just gave it a rest. I'll put it back up.
You must be the only bloke. I know very little about algorithms and, you know, how to use social media and things, but it would fucking melt someone listening to this.
What?
That you have a YouTube video up for a bit and then fucking time out.
Yeah.
Put it on the bench, coach.
Right. It'll come back. I've got another one to put up pretty soon too.
Freshen his legs for another run. Big second half.
Come back stronger. We better get stuck in, mate.
All right. Before we do, each week we're down the line from each other during the intro. You've always got a Zoom background with a grim history. This, trying to see, it just looks like a nice sort of brick. Is that empty?
Yeah, it's empty now.
Got no,
it wasn't.
Got no roof on it.
There was a roof.
Did it have a roof?
No, there's not.
The roof's gone.
Yeah.
So it's just the outside of a house. It's just the brick walls. There's no windows left.
Hmm. Australia.
Pretty grim happening here.
Yeah.
All right, we're in a forest. Is this
no, sort of? Yeah, go on.
Oh no,
it's in a place I was at very recently. I went here actually. Disappointed to find it was shut.
Port Arthur, Martin Bryant's old house.
It's not his house. It's the Broad Arrow Cafe. Popped in for a slippery nipple. Closed for business.
More tea.
How have they not kept the roof on that?
It's like a memorial now. It's not a like you can't go in. Oh, you can't. Look, it's not a business anymore.
Did you go down to actual Port Arthur?
Yeah.
Have a look.
It's great. Wow. I've been before, but yeah, it's superb. Really nice.
That's gotta raise some alarm bells. You just going back there again after spending time in a tiny home.
I took my family
with your kids sleeping outdoors.
It's a good day out. Get in. Well, I better go, mate. Let's go.
Oh my God. Enjoy the app.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week, we're looking at United Airlines Flight 2116. Already four numbers there. October 4, 2022. Miami to Washington. Yet another Florida man.
Very close to a TMZ. Doof, doof, doof there.
It is just. Close. That's only
not within the year, though.
Fucking close.
Not within the year.
No.
So where was this going? Where was this going? Sorry? Washington?
Miami to Washington.
Got four numbers.
Yeah. Is that not a traditional flight?
No, in Australia, if it's a four number, it's normally, Brisbane to Long Beach or something. Yeah.
I had a Rex pilot not that long ago go through the machine after me at Sydney Airport. Real grumpy. Pushed in, which I don't care.
Yeah.
But then I ended up in front of him somehow. I don't know what he's fucking around.
Yeah. And the pushing in front does irk me a little bit.
Get there earlier.
Yeah.
If I were a pilot or a FA, I'm skipping the queue.
It almost should be a different line then.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be pushing front.
You want them to sit
you've got a flight
in
there.
The queue.
Oh, I'm actually just going here to go to NRG Juice. Yeah, hop in front of me. Yeah. We've all got a flight. There should be a separate line.
I'm happy to let pilots and flight attendants
go. Yeah, of course. Ahead. But I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm saying the airport should make them a separate.
Well, this guy's hand luggage ended up behind mine somehow in the machine at the other end. I'm there, maybe I'm pretty quick, but I was putting my belt on or something because it wasn't many people.
Ooh.
Usually I just walk off with that, with around my neck or something, sort it out later. He has gotten the tray and just flicked it down the thing into my stuff. Whack! I just looked at him and I became even quicker, got all my shit together and walked off. There's a lot of people around, went in front of him, slowed right down. Just walking
on
along.
Foot. Yeah, great.
Putting my belt on. There's too many people for him to get past. He's trying to get past, trying to dodge around me. I was doing that old person thing where they do it instinctively. I was doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Where you just change direction a little bit.
Yeah.
Corner of the eye, you just see a little
veer off course.
Yeah.
How much of that do you think is intended versus accidental?
Old people stuff?
Yeah.
90% accidental.
Okay. Just no idea.
When I'm proper
old, you'll be in the 10%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With props, with weapons, sticks, frames, whatever. The chair. Move around. Do a zigzag, then do something unpredictable.
Yeah.
Go step in your little motorized chair around. Sick. I almost respect that, tripping over there. Good on you. Some high-speed scooters down footpaths.
Mm.
You ever been to Ballina?
I've been to Byron.
Ballina the city, more motorized scooters than anywhere else.
I
reckon world per capita.
Because you fly into Ballina to go to Byron.
Yeah.
Is it a bit like Tweeds?
Yeah.
Coolangatta is Tweeds.
Tweed Heads,
a bit more like that.
Yeah.
Broke my kid's mind, by the way, when we went to Coolangatta, that you could stand on the, you know, it's like, hey, let's leave mum here in Queensland. We'll walk to New South Wales, go to the park.
Yeah.
Fucking 5-year-old lost his mind. Sydney there? Yeah, if we keep going, we're not going to.
Yeah.
But technically, you are correct.
You only get 3 in Australia, can't you? Like South Australia, Queensland, NT. Or South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, one time. There's no 4 corner, is there?
Don't think so. No. Oh,
well. USA, you can do 5 or 6 or something if you want. Brilliant. It's like those fuckheads who buy an inch of real estate on all the planets or something. You got 1 inch squared in state.
You're not a Scottish lord or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You haven't bought any grass.
Yeah, fucking hell. As far as Florida men go, in February 2024, there's going to be the Florida Man Games. Started out as a 500-meter beer run. More events have been added, and voila.
See, I like this. Get rid of the Commonwealth Games. They were going to spend $7 billion or something. Fuck that off.
Yeah.
I want that. Whatever that is.
You could do one with just Jaden's or something. You could do whatever you want. Just have the World
Series. The
Jaden Games.
Yeah.
There's a similar sort of thing as this. It's a tournament now because they kept adding events. Presented by Ripley's Believe It or Not. Teams of 5 will compete in events such as beer belly sumo wrestling.
Yep.
Pool noodle mud fight.
Yeah.
A category 5 cash grab.
Great. In one of those machines. Like at a casino.
A win machine, but actual category 5. Grab money while the clock's ticking.
Oh,
I used to have one of them in Hillsong, but it wasn't category 5 cyclone.
Ah, okay.
Or that hurricane, whatever they call them. And one of the flagship events, an obstacle course where competitors evade arrest from real police officers.
Oh, nice.
So you got to run away from the filth.
Yeah.
Trying to get tackled and bashed. That'd be good. They just get free rein to do it though. They must have to hand their guns in, but everything else. Keep your brass knuckles, fellas.
That'd be hard.
Keep your nightsticks. Yeah. I don't know.
I reckon if you give an American a nightstick, he would ask, where do you put the bullets? They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know to telescopically flick it out and start bashing.
No, I think they'd hold it like a Tommy gun.
Yeah, right.
You know, they'd hold
the nightstick's got the handle, doesn't it?
It's not just a
stick. It's got a handle on it.
Yeah, it's got that little.
What's the telescopic flick out one? That's not a nightstick. That's a beauty.
Nah. Little metal lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah. The metal saber.
Nasty, nasty piece of equipment that.
When are the Florida games on?
February 2024.
Right.
You've got to put together a team. There's only going to be 8 or 12 teams or something. It'd be hard to get in.
Do you have to be from there?
I'd say so. I mean, it'd be great. I'd say so, yeah. Once it's great, give it a few years, I reckon we could represent.
Well, it's already, as you say, though, BMX is in the Olympics.
Australia's in Eurovision.
Yeah.
So brave new world, isn't
it? Topsy-turvy.
I've not come across a full list of events, but hopefully there's one where you could steal a ballot box, just run off with all the ballots flying out, have like a Trump impersonator cheering. And like a who do you, Al Gore trying to fucking chase you down or something? I don't know. On an Esky, you've converted into a vehicle.
Well, I'm amazed there's not like cane toad racing and, you know, get other.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In that realm.
Yeah.
Two up, you know, what? It all rolls into that.
Give it 100 years. That'll be tradition. It'll be like, pull that cheese one in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking mad. While we're down here, though, Florida now has the lowest death penalty jury standard in the USA. 8 out of 12 jurors are required to recommend it for sentencing for it to take effect.
Oh, jeez.
Just needed 8 out of 12.
It's barely a pass.
This came
66%.
Yeah, I know. This came after Parkland School, Nicholas Cruz, another Nick C, your mate, shooter, got life in prison instead of death when the jury didn't unanimously decide to have him killed. They said, this will not do. He needs to be killed.
Fuck, you've some balls.
What?
Saying no death penalty to that.
In Florida, yeah.
It's exactly what it's for.
Yeah. I don't know.
They'd rather just fork out. It's got to become money forever.
It's got to become out about economics at some stage. So it's, like, it's cheaper to kill them, keep them alive on the dime of Mr. and Mrs. T. Payer, eating gruel.
Although, you know, private prisons.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, no, keep them around. That'll be what turns it around. Private prisons will get the death penalty abolished.
When they're full. When they cannot possibly build more. Everyone's in prison. They're going to have to kill some.
Yeah.
Our mate today, Cheroy. I don't know how to say this. Cherruy. Cheroy. Cheroy Sevilla, 23, Honduran, but attended Lamar High School in Houston, Texas. Their sports teams at Lamar are called the Lamar Texans, previously the Redskins.
Oh.
In 1999, the students wanted to retire the Redskins mascot, pre-wokey wokies.
The actual Washington Redskins changing it.
When did they change? Last 10 years? Well,
no, yeah, a few years ago they stopped being the Redskins.
Yeah.
Didn't have a plan B. So for a season they were the Washington football team.
Brilliant.
All that money, all that time, all those people.
What was their mascot? Ideas people. Football.
I don't know. But now they're the Washington Commanders.
Oh, okay.
Which, yeah.
Yeah. The Insurrectors. Or so they could have guns. They'd have that guy with the Jamiroquai fucking hat. He could be their mascot, couldn't he?
Yeah.
The Capitol Hill fucking bandits or something.
I saw a review for Jamiroquai in Adelaide. It was in Adelaide the other week. Hadn't been there for ages. Or the band. I didn't even know it was a band. I thought Jamiroquai was one.
What's the guy? No. It's JK.
JK, is that the guy?
Don't know.
But he did. A large part of the ABC review was about his headwear.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Unbelievable music. Great. Yeah, had one.
He's still got one on. Got the same.
Yeah. I think he swaps them all the time, but he'd pick that.
Yeah, but the same sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Could lose that, couldn't you now?
I didn't know.
So
those
guys holding on to the swastika. So it used to mean love.
Yeah.
We'll keep that. It's an old ancient Egyptian love ring or something. And no, it's not, mate. Get it off. The students from the Lamar High School wanted to retire the Redskins mask.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Got the teacher in charge of the poll. They held a poll. He said, okay, would you students be willing to fund the renaming and new mascot and all the letterhead and shit that goes with the admin aspects of change? They all said no. We're students.
Oh, did you mean do stuff?
Well, he wanted the students to have to pay
for all this. Seems a bit rich. But it's a good lesson, though.
They said, no, we'll just keep it. It's Redskins. Go Redskins. They've changed it recently. Anyway, Cheroy, bartender and restaurant manager.
Don't you think it is a nice lesson, though, to teach kids? Shit's not free.
To an extent. I think making them pay for a new mascot.
But it's,
that teacher could have got out on the right side of history. Now he's sort of, it's going to change at some stage.
Yeah, of course.
Might as well sort it out when you can. But, yeah, I don't know.
Bit of an economics lesson in
there. Why
don't
your parents pay for it? They already are, mate.
Yeah.
So. A lot of school scabbing going on.
Yeah.
Building, you'll discover this. Schools just go, do you want to donate to the building fund? Already am. No. Don't have any more money. You've taken all of it. Bartender, two Facebook pages. The first one seems to be the main one that he's abandoned or forgot the password for or something. This one is alive, healthy, grateful and blessed to have come this far. We're only going up from here. All this pertinent philosophy while wearing a T-shirt that says what?
Female body inspector.
You're not fucking far off here. It says, want to hook up? Ask me how. Only going
it's
up
all
from
up from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Healthy, grateful, blessed.
Jinx.
The second Facebook profile of Cheroy's doesn't have much on it except for his bio that reads, young buck from Houston, soon to be living in Miami. I'm mostly about work and gym life, as well as, and then a toadstool emoji.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah. This Cheroy profile has but two friends. I'll always have a click if I see two friends. You see hundreds, you're like, oh, no, I'm not. Got to pick one or two. Always have a click. They're never very busy online, someone with two friends. They don't have, you know. One of Cheroy's Facebook mates, though, is Roy. And Roy is typical of a two-friend Facebook person. Multiple profile picture changes, fundraisers, and publicly mourning dead nephews and shit. They do a busy. Lot of fucking.
It's busy.
Yeah. He's also got a LinkedIn profile.
I would like to see at the minute how busy, because it's all happening. Not only do you have multiple wars going on,
yeah.
Matthew Perry died,
yeah.
You know.
Arguably worse than a.
A lot of admin,
war.
You know, for the public, you know, public grievers, the grieve using Facebook picture profile pictures as their.
Public grieving. It's an absolute crescendo at the moment. Phenomenal. Fucking yeah. Unbelievable. I reckon there'd be someone out there doing a mashup, like having the words Palestine written in Friends font
oh,
across a jacuzzi with the Ukraine flag in the background or something. Maybe 9/11, way back 9/11 sort of skyline.
We should put it in Photoshop AI. Photoshop's got AI now.
Yeah.
Help us out.
I'd like to
make me the perfect Facebook profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, AI could do that. They could make a T-shirt, the perfect T-shirt. I've thought about this. Would be good merch. Like a Che Guevara profile, you know, with that silhouette-y sort of shadow Che Guevara, but in reggae colours.
Yeah.
So it's Jimi Hendrix, but then you've got Yes We Can or something underneath, like an Obama.
I mean Bob Marley.
Oh, Bob Marley, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then call it Jimi Hendrix or something. Have Jimi Hendrix written under there, Bob Marley colours, Che Guevara face. I don't reckon people
would
even
notice.
It's all
happening, yeah.
Anyway, his LinkedIn is all about his bartending capabilities, engaging and understanding the guest needs. That's his primary.
LinkedIn? Bartender?
Yeah. I'm not a member of LinkedIn, so neither when I try to look at them, you can't. You've got to sign up and all that sort of. And they know when you're looking at them. I don't want
that's
that.
What, yeah, that's what I found out. I found out on radio, I think.
You're going for old girlfriends or something?
No. Upstairs, someone on radio had clicked someone else's LinkedIn, never used it.
Yeah.
Went, oh, what's this about? Clicked and then got a message from that person. Oh, what were you looking for?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You do not want that. I do. I must have signed up to open it or something. I must have one because I get the odd email saying you've featured in 10 searches this week or something.
Oh,
so people must look.
They're looking for you.
But I haven't got a
profile.
Maybe
for a corporate or something.
Surely they just Google your name. I don't know. I don't really understand LinkedIn.
They should also know if they've seen 3 seconds of Luke Heggie, there's not going to be a LinkedIn.
No. It's, yeah.
Hey, I've got a carpenter pencil off this bloke. Let's look him up on LinkedIn. You don't have both.
He works in North Italia Bar in Miami. Genuine Italian cuisine in Dade County, made from scratch is what it says. That's a fucking, there's a word, that rings alarm bells, doesn't it? I assume when I'm going to a restaurant, it's made from scratch, but not using the word scratch.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking chicken instead of a chef. What are you doing? Fucking made from scratch. What are that many restaurants have packet food or something, powdered eggs and shit. I know we did this from scratch.
You know what
say that.
You know what I learned on the project the other day, which I never knew, which is those health ratings on foods.
Yeah.
It's only compared to other things in that category.
Oh.
So
a jelly bean's 5.
Yeah.
Because well, other jelly beans.
Yeah. So that might be under lollies or something.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you see like biscuits, like a full of fruit might be fucking 4 stars.
What's
you
a full of fruit? It's a spicy fruit roll. Pillow.
No, not the pillow. I don't like those. It's the flat one that comes
looks
off.
Looks a bit in, like two saladas pushed together.
Yeah, with some
no
sultanas.
No Vegemite worms
in
coming out the holes.
No, it's raisins.
Oh, okay.
Sultanas in there just mashed in.
Yeah.
It does look like someone's just punched raisins into a salada.
Yeah.
But yeah, had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was comparing all things.
How do fruit salad, what are they called? How do those rate?
Well, Well, the problem is that there's some yogurts that are like, obviously give them 2 stars, but that's only because there's, you know, all natural Greek yogurt, which is going to be better for you.
Ah.
Than a fucking something that's got some blueberries in there.
Yeah.
Blueberry syrup or whatever.
Yeah.
But people would see that 2 stars and go, well, I'll have the fucking full of fruit instead.
Fixed zin.
Yeah.
It's always something.
And it's not compulsory. Companies just get to put up if they want to have it on there or not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why would you put it on there if you got a 2-star?
Honest is the best policy. Yeah.
On your dryer or your washing machine, you got to have one, don't you?
Yeah. I've got like a 7-star dryer.
How's that work? It goes pump. To 5.
No, they've gone above now, like strip clubs.
7-star dryers are fucking sun. Don't own one. That's mad. How do you fucking go over and above the maximum and yet you still produce something made of metal?
The sun is the 10-star dryer.
Yeah. Bullshit.
No, it's a heat pump dryer, which means it takes longer. It doesn't pump.
Oh, so it goes for longer. Yeah.
It does go for longer.
Hold on.
But it's a... You've got to pull out this fucking drawer that's, especially if you do towels.
Yeah, I've seen
you've got to pull out a big fucking drawer of water every time.
Every load?
Use that on the plants. What do you mean?
Every load fills the tank with water?
No. But things that hold on to a lot of water will obviously, when you're taking all that moisture out.
Yeah. The towels that you've drained the bath with or something.
What's that?
Like a really wet towel, you just chuck it in there.
No, well, spin it around in the 7-star washing machine first.
Yeah, right.
Got 14 stars annual of fucking ringer. White goods in the
12 stars.
Got a fucking constellation in the laundry, mate.
Fucking don't wash. 15 stars.
Ganges.
Anyway, he was also, this is work history we're going through here, just before we get in. He was a GPS influencer at one stage, not the GPS we all know. This was Global Platform Solution.
Oh, fucking hate that.
Just an ambiguous.
Gone. When companies can steal one of those,
yeah,
you go, that's not.
Yeah. It's, well, like WWF did it, didn't they? Used to be fucking pandas. Now it's
no.
Their speedos kicking fuck out of each other.
No, WWF lost, the wrestling lost to the pandas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The panda won. Yeah. The World Wildlife Fund beat the wrestling.
They should have been made to fight a panda for it.
I think some of those roided up ones could win. Maybe against Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar versus a sleepy panda, I'd take Brock.
Well, yeah.
They generally are sleepy.
When they're not, though, a few punches, I reckon they wake up.
I think more people care about wrestling than pandas.
Yeah. There'd be less people who don't even know what a panda is than could tell you Brock Lesnar's fucking life story and start screaming Ric Flair.
I reckon you tell some of those fans, you know, panda, that's probably a wrestler.
Yeah, the big wrestler called Panda. It's a global platform solution. It's an ambiguous business platform involving selling VR headsets from home as a contractor. So yet another repackaged Amway pyramid scheme, helping fund the lifestyle and chairman of founder Danny Bay, a mega salesman and celebrated hero, indicative of the resurgence of middlemen ushering us toward the end of our civilization. Danny also has recruited none other than Jesus himself to be a team player and help out with shifting some fucking units.
WWJD.
Well, I'll tell you what, WWJD, sell more VR headsets, units with extras, please. Anyway, he's still a barman, so obviously he hasn't worked his way that far up the fucking pyramid. Before getting on the flight, Cheroy.
We're not at the flight.
We're at the flight now. Right. Cheroy took some magic mushrooms. He said that he takes them for meditative purposes and not for recreation. So one of those. Main problem with drugs.
That is recreation.
Yeah.
Meditation is recreation.
Yeah.
Is it work? No.
It's sport as well now somehow. Yeah. Like it's a – there'll be a meditation game somewhere.
I'm going fishing for meditation purposes.
Huh?
You're not just trying to get away from the family. Yeah. No, meditation.
You're meditating. You're an athlete. You're a fucking philosopher. Yeah. Everyone's everything. I reckon the problem with these, they sort of manage to self-diagnose their needs and place them in a category of needs when what they are is a fucking want. The upgrading of wants to needs is the biggest issue of our society as we currently stand. That is, I need my daily dose of meditative medication to survive. You know you fucking don't. You need food, shelter, water. Anything above that is just surplus.
Yeah.
And that's a want. Fucking grow up.
That's what I need, though. I need a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Need it.
Childish. He was seated next to a father and daughter combo, and they said something wasn't right with Cheroy from the get-go.
VR headset on?
That'd be a good way to enter a plane, wouldn't it?
Look like Robocop.
Have you done it? I don't like it.
Yeah, where did I?
Very disorienting. I think there's a lot of smashed big television because of VR.
Oh, yeah. There's some great. It's in my algorithm currently.
Watching just some VR.
VR fucking. Themselves. Yeah, chicks punching TVs and all sorts of stuff. It's good times. But I did a VR one of a new home, like a display home. It was at some radio thing. And one of the advertisers.
Yeah.
It was like Henley Homes or whatever, Burbank Homes. And they had
you didn't
a little.
Go there. You went to the real estate agent.
No. We're at a live show, but they were the sponsor of the live show. It was Burbank. And they're like, check out the VA headset. You can walk around the new properties if you can't get to the display home.
But you're actually walking, or you're just sitting there. It looks like you're walking.
Not farting, like what you just did.
I didn't do it.
See, Sizzletown. You walk around. It's a small area you walk around.
Yeah.
And that was a bit discombobulating, you know? And that was just a small area, and I'm just walking around a house. If I'm trying to shoot zombies and shit, I don't know how I'd go. I think I'm a bit old for it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's that age where roller coasters fuck you up. I was always bad at them anyway. Mm. But I know my wife said now she wants no part of roller coasters.
Oh, I couldn't get on one.
Just feel off.
I don't really like looking over a balcony anymore.
Yeah.
I used to fucking love heights. I think old is a bad time for balance and I don't know.
More to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's mental. It's like you feel it physically. I don't know. They said something wasn't right. They're not subscribing to Cheroy's Facebook philosophy of live your truth and don't let anyone bring you down. Be kind and love yourself. Heart emoji in lieu of an exclamation mark. Emojis. That's another spoon feeding practice we've gifted the next generation. So they never have to interpret what something means.
Mm.
Well, they don't have to think.
Well, now what emojis are good for in text messages is that people can't pick up tone anymore.
Yeah.
They don't know what you mean. So a laughing face afterwards.
Yeah. Well, it's also why you see comedians shamelessly having to say, I'm just joking, while they're on stage because there's so many fucking irony deficients sitting there thinking, this is literal. I'm taking everything literally here.
Yeah.
There you go. And we're reduced to having to say, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Hence the fucking comedy club. 1 hour into the flight, his mushrooms fully kicked in and he started acting inappropriately and grabbed the arm of the daughter. They both moved away from Cheroy.
So they could meditate together?
Yeah. Let me show you some meditation.
Oneness?
Proper meditation oneness types do with young women. They help them misplace their virginity from my experience, from what I've seen. Most yogis and meditative leaders. There's a lot of one man, lots of women situations in those, like crocodiles and kangaroos.
Although anytime it's one woman, lots of men, it tends to be those crime families with a matriarch.
Yeah.
Just as scary.
Or a flat earth society or something.
That's right.
Yeah. Crime matriarchy, there's a bit of that. Eventually they get knocked off, I don't know. They got moved away from Cheroy after this, another classic level entry-level victim blaming. You'll have to move because this guy wants to assault you. Cheroy.
Should be automatic upgrade if there's seats available.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
That'll be, for sure. But then open that door and see what happens. A lot of false complaints will be coming through.
You should be able to, you know what, why can't we be, there's a volunteer firefighters. Why can't you be a volunteer air marshal?
Well, there are. Everyone is.
Really?
We already are. Paid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Talking flying for free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Volunteer air marshal, you've got to sign a thing when you're sitting in an overwing exit.
Yeah.
There should be one. Are you willing and able? Yes. Yeah. You want to fight? If we point someone out.
Very much so. I'm very willing. And I'm able. Look at these.
I've got two kids already at home clenched. That won't shut the fuck up. Yeah. It's 2023.
Yeah.
I'm taking this out on a stranger. Please sign me up. And then when this happens, you take the victims out of their seats and you get to be placed
sit down and just kick on. Great. And then, yeah, fly for free wherever you want. As a result, you just got to fight every now and then.
I'd almost pay more. I've upgraded to bash seat.
Yeah. They give you a weapon on the way on. That'd be good. Cheroy then got up and began running down the aisles of the plane, smiling in people's faces. Those big run-ups. Smiling at a stranger's. That's finished anyway. Well, that's gone.
People only in America.
Call the police. Yeah. You smile at them now. You smile at a stranger now, see what happens. When a maniac does it, though, it's particularly disconcerting. You're getting a smile. You're getting a smile, you know. Like everyone. He went to everyone and smiled at them right up in their face. Mm. Then he started clapping loudly near the cockpit door.
Oy.
Maybe he's appreciative of their efforts.
Yeah.
Give him a clap.
Or trying to call some pigeons from up high.
Yeah. You know? Or Morse coding.
Really?
I don't know. He's swearing loudly as well.
Here we go.
I reckon the clapping would have got the door opened. Like you don't hear that. If I were a pilot and someone's clapping outside, I'd have a squeeze. Even if they're not supposed to.
Woo! Do you reckon that you lure them out?
Yeah. I think so.
Amazing.
I'd come out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Whack. The cockpits have a peephole. You got a peephole in the door?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yep.
Yeah. Should have one-way glass, really, so you can see the whole thing.
Oh, just a
yeah. Or at least a big window.
No, it immediately would be a pilot doing a squash frog to make the other pilot laugh, just balls against the window, and then they turn and the sun hits the glass at a different angle.
One of the flight attendants comes back with your cokes.
Door swings open as you got your balls out. Oh.
Flat ham up on the window, standing on a chair. Get it up. Swearing, though. I don't know. They didn't open the door. Then he broke a piece of plastic off a toilet door and opened it while another passenger was in there.
Oh.
That's a rude shock. Flight attendants escorted him back to his seat. And at this point, his outbursts become louder and even more disruptive. Cheroy started lying on the ground. And a flight attendant went over and told him to get up. He suddenly jumped up, grabbed a right breast and twisted it.
Oh.
Trying to turn it on or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Safecracker style. He later denied
it's hard because that's the battle you always come up against. When I talk to my wife about, fuck, I got hit in the balls. She's like, oh, you know what it feels like to get hit in the breast? I'm like, oh,
no.
I'll be honest.
But also the other way around.
And I don't think it's the same.
Mm.
There's no way. But I reckon a titty twist. Brutal.
Yeah, it's what's that advice when it happens to us.
Yeah.
I don't know. He later denied this claim saying, that's not like me at all, isn't it? But maybe that was the mushrooms. That's what they do when they meditate, is it? They just start twisting. Oh,
and also, how's everyone else on this plane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's standing up?
I don't know.
Where's the person in the bash seat?
Well, they got onto it later. Took them a little while. That old bloke who was in the jump seat recently and was pulling levers and shit, he was on mushrooms.
Yeah.
That happened.
Not for everyone.
Like the pilot.
I remember telling my wife once I'd never tried mushrooms and she said, they're not for you. Never do that.
Yeah.
That would not be great for you.
Yeah.
There's some people it's great for. What I can have is 12 beers.
Yeah.
Fine.
Mushy heads can't have 12 beers, you reckon?
Oh, I think a lot of them can't. Yeah.
That's why they turn to that. The weaker option. The easier one. It's easier to eat a marshy than sink 12 pints, isn't it?
And I know there's going to be a lot of people that hit us up on here and say,
fuck them,
you know, acid, DMT, mushroom. They come out with lessons that maybe it is something because I know when my first son was born, it completely changed my life, that sort of stuff. But they come back with, like, you know, spend more time with your friends, you know, you're only here once, blah, blah. I'm like, I know already.
Mm.
I'm trying to do that.
What people who go into acid and mushies, they say that?
Yeah, the things they see and learn feel seem to be lessons that you can pick up without doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Same as those, like the lost souls who go and do that South American one where you find yourself.
Ayahuasca.
I've fucking already found myself. I'm right here. What do you fucking mean?
Heggy on ayahuasca would be a...
Yeah.
Just vomiting for 12 hours and go, oh. Yeah, most of you are cunts. I was right before and now.
Yeah. What am I going to?
Turns out I was right.
Find them right about more things? No.
I went to every other universe.
Yeah.
I was correct everywhere.
Passengers and flight crew and law enforcement who were on board at the time, taking their time to just delayed reaction fucking action stations, jumped in to restrain Cheroi. During the scuffle, another flight attendant's arm got twisted. Loves a twist. Mm. This guy's Chinese burns, nipple cripples, that sort of thing. Turning things, that's Cheroi's forte. Should be on LinkedIn. I can turn things. I'm good at Twister. I can play Bop It. Yeah, you know, Bop It, he'd be good at that.
What one's that one?
You haven't got Bop It?
No.
Great. I'll give you my old one. Kids game. It's a machine that looks a bit like a steering wheel, but it's got two things, and there's like a twist, a push, a turn, and you turn it on, it goes Bop It. You've got to hit the middle button.
Oh, okay.
You've got to be quick with it. It's good.
Yeah, wow. All right.
Kids love it, man. I'll bring it down next time.
Beautiful.
They eventually managed to get him handcuffed for the remainder of the flight. He kept yelling obscenities and incoherent sounds until they landed. And upon landing, he had his status changed.
Status arrested.
Cheroi said, I definitely felt it creep up. Usually it takes longer to take effect. So he was looking for when he landed.
Creep, the operative word there.
Yeah. Maybe the altitude played a role, is what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So realistically, he should have been paid for his experiment with this. Go, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. Get on your Cheroi. Now we're on it.
They're always to the, man, it's made, Mother Nature made it, you know?
Oh, on the mushrooms thing?
Yeah, that sort of shit. So weed, mushrooms, you know, Mother Nature made it.
Mother Nature made the guy who crushed up the shit to make my fucking acid as well. Look, it's all Mother, if you want to go that far.
Yeah, Mother Nature made the death cap mushrooms as well.
Yeah.
What do you want? Fucking...
Well, Mother Nature made my speedboat. Like, that's how you can, you know, everything is if you want to be a fuckhead. He reckoned from then on he'd have the mushrooms while he's flying so they kick in after you land.
I just don't have them. We'll have to get Ari Shafir.
Oh, man.
Who I love. Great comic, ripper bloke. Big fan of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Of mushies and shit.
Yeah, but I think he's had some like edible problems on flights before.
Yeah, right.
They've all kicked in and it's been a bad time.
He hasn't made the news or anything.
No, locked him up and
this is going to be a problem.
Just ride it out.
Yeah.
I've had those booze nights where someone for some reason starts buying fucking shots and whatever.
Nightmare.
You're just walking home a bit.
Yeah. Whoa. I've been hit all of a sudden on the booze before. I go, oh my goodness. I didn't know this had happened. Yeah.
Yeah. When did I have that recently? Maybe in Vegas.
A couple of just sitting in slippery nipples.
Sitting on a bar stool for too long.
Ah.
You know, it's the old, the legs are fucked Pins off early.
Yeah.
You stand up and go, hey. Wamp, wamp, wamp. It's just red alert.
Yeah, love it.
Panic stations.
In the end, he was charged with assault and interfering with flight crew members and attendants, pleaded guilty in January 2023. Final outcome out unknown. Slow wheels of justice. Oh. Fell out of favour with newscasters because it happens so fucking frequently. Anyway, to take us out.
Yeah, if you're doing that stuff now, I think it really is. Like on the Today Show the other week, there was a big story about, you know, the amount of air rage and everything.
Yeah.
Now it's like, fuck, enough.
It's too much.
We're out of COVID. Even in COVID, it was a bit all right, masks, people aren't flying much, whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's far enough away from that that people are like, all right. You've had your – it's like fighting over toilet paper at a shop now. What are you doing?
Yeah. Big news day, you're fine too. Like that's happened a lot. JonBenet Ramsey's parents would be ruining the fact that nothing big happened Christmas 95 or whenever that was, because that week there was just a slow news day and that's how that built up.
Yeah.
Same as – there were a few news stories from like 10th of September 2001, weren't there? Yeah. They just got buried. Great time to just fucking sell your stock or whatever you were doing. Then you will never be talked about again. Sorted out behind the times.
That was you in between the first and second tower falling.
Punch people. Screaming in the streets and punching.
I got to the cops, good luck.
Yeah. What are you going to do, mate? You could kick a cop in the back of the head while they're running towards it if you wanted.
Mm.
Do what you want. It's brilliant. When I see cops going past in the hot, like clearly in a chase of some description, both things up. Whatever. Stand on the side of the street doing these. Yeah.
We'll come back for you.
No, you won't.
Don't go anywhere. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want bonus episodes, early access to ad-free episodes of this and a whole lot more, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Join the rest of us over there. We're almost at 1,000. You're going to Bali when that happens. You're going to Bali.
We're miles off.
We are getting you to Bali. We're close to 900. You're going to Bali.
Nah, we'll be right.
9/11.
Years off.
What do we get? Do they get a
9/11? The 911th free upgrade. 9/11. Oh, wow. Right. Straight up to first class, I reckon.
Bang. There you go.
For a little while.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.